sentences and then remain standing to sing together our first hymn. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
Thank you.
sent the Spirit of truth to lead you, but you close your hearts to guidance. Thank you.
Jewish leaders did not want bodies hanging in full view. They asked that the executions be expedited. Break the legs of those not already dead, they said. And the soldiers did break the legs of those ones hanging beside Jesus. But Jesus was already dead, so there was no need. Instead, they pierced his side, and blood and water rushed out. And so, the scriptures were fulfilled again.
shifting and shuffling and tittering and jeering all around, only raising our anxiety and our growing despair into silence. We want a word. At the bedside of a dying mother, son, sister, brother, father, daughter, partner, spouse. In our anguish, we cry out to God. We want a word. In the face of cancer and abuse and AIDS and addiction, as we watch bodies break and bleed and drain of life, we cry out to God. We want a word. When we find ourselves shrouded by the darkness of depression, having lost even the will to live, when we wake each and every day to chronic pain, when we feel deep in our bones our own hopelessness and helplessness about our lives, or about the lives of a loved one, or about the life of the world, we cry out to God. We want a word. What word do we want? Maybe we want the magic word, the healing word, the word that will reverse or erase what has happened or what is happening. Maybe we want the word of comfort. They're there. Everything's going to be all right. Maybe we want any word, any sign that we are not alone, that we are not abandoned. And yet so often no word comes. The only message we receive psalmist, Psalm 22 as we number them. With his dying breath, Jesus called upon these words of lament, and if we were to place our ear near his mouth and speak the words he never got to finish, we would find ourselves saying, "Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet, you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you, our ancestors trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before God. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and God rules over the nations. To God indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before God shall bow all who go down to the dust, and I shall live." Posterity will serve God. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim God's deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that the Lord has done it. In the midst of ultimate suffering and pain, in the midst of abandonment and silence, Jesus begins to recite this psalm. And so, when we realize the fullness of what Jesus spoke there on the cross, we hear him not crying out in a despair that has turned away or given up on God. Rather, we hear the plaintive notes of a love song. Even in this moment of forsakenness, Jesus continues to love God, to trust God. Even in the moment of forsakenness, the moment in the midst of silence, in the midst of the abandonment, in that space of sin where God cannot dwell, Jesus still loves, still believes, still knows that God is his God. Eloi, Eloi, my God, my God. In Jesus'